Exodus 35. Then Moses assembled the whole congregation of Israel, and said to them, "These are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do. For 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day shall be your holy day, a Sabbath of complete rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on that day must be put to death. Do not light a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day." Moses also told the whole congregation of Israel, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Let everyone whose heart is willing bring an offering to the Lord: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen and goat hair, ram skins dyed red and fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and gemstones to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. Let every skilled craftsman among you come and make everything that the Lord has commanded: the tabernacle with its tent and covering, its clasps and frames, its crossbars, posts, and bases, the ark with its poles and mercy seat, and the veil to shield it, the table with its poles, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand for light with its accessories and lamps and oil for the light, the altar of incense with its poles, the anointing oil and fragrant incense, the curtain for the doorway at the entrance to the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grate, its poles, and all its utensils, the basin with its stand, the curtains of the courtyard with its posts and bases, and the curtain for the gate of the courtyard, the tent pegs for the tabernacle and for the courtyard along with their ropes, and the woven garments for ministering in the holy place, both the holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments for his sons to serve as priests." Then the whole congregation of Israel withdrew from the presence of Moses. And everyone whose heart stirred him and whose spirit prompted him came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting, for all its services, and for the holy garments. So all who had willing hearts, both men and women, came and brought brooches and earrings, rings and necklaces, and all kinds of gold jewelry. And they all presented their gold as a wave offering to the Lord. Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, or articles of fine leather, brought them. And all who could present an offering of silver or bronze brought it as a contribution to the Lord. Also, everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the service brought it. Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what she had spun: blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen. And all the skilled women whose hearts were stirred spun the goat hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and gemstones to mount on the ephod and breastpiece, as well as spices and olive oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense. So all the men and women of the Israelites whose hearts prompted them brought a freewill offering to the Lord, for all the work that the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of craftsmanship, to design artistic works in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut gemstones for settings, and to carve wood, so that he may be a master of every artistic craft. And the Lord has given both him and Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, and as weavers, as artistic designers of every kind of craft."